AP News for this Sunday, January 28th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Grim news from Jordan. Three U.S. service members have been killed from a drone strike at their base. More than two dozen have been injured. Before the attack on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the new Joint Chiefs Chairman, C.Q. Brown, was asked about America's role in the Middle East and the ongoing strikes against personnel by Iranian-backed militants.
As I provide advice, when we think about the approach we take, we want to ensure that we take away capability while we protect our forces, at the same time not have this brought into a much wider conflict.
President Biden vows those responsible for this drone attack in Jordan will be held to account. The U.S. is involved in ceasefire talks with Israel, Qatar, and Egypt in an effort to stop the fighting in Gaza and win the release of hostages. The U.N. Secretary General is calling for a resumption of aid to Palestinians, even after the news that some relief workers are being linked to the October 7th Hamas attack that killed hundreds of Israelis. Our Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The U.N. Secretary General has called on nine countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. Family members of the hostages blocked aid trucks from entering Gaza at the Kerem Shalom crossing. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
House Republicans are planning a vote Tuesday on proposed impeachment articles against the Homeland Security Secretary over immigration policy. In New Orleans, a thief has made off with seven king cakes from a bakery, also stealing a case of vodka. 22-year-old Yannick Sinner of Italy has won the Australian Open. This is AP News. The trial in the killing of Jam Master Jay.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update. Opening statements are set for Monday in New York in the trial of two of three men accused of killing musician Jam Master Jay of Run DMC in 2002. Prosecutors say Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington gunned Jay down over a drug dispute.
Let the journey begin.
The new season of ABC's The Bachelor is underway, with Joey Grazadeh as this season's Bachelor. He's already realized a mistake. He should have taken the calls from former bachelors on how to do it.
Quickly, I realized that this is a very difficult role, and all those people that reached out were just trying to help and give some advice. At the end
of the ball. Charges have been dropped against country singer Chris Young, who was arrested last week in a dispute with Alcoholic Beverage Commission agents who were doing compliance checks in a Nashville bar. Prosecutors say charges that included assaulting an officer were dismissed after a review. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.